A word for you from Jude, verse 12. These are hidden reefs at your love feasts as they feast with you, without fear, shepherds feeding themselves, waterless clouds, swept along by winds, fruitless trees in late autumn, twice dead, uprooted. We've looked at some of the previous expressions of these deceivers. We've looked at how important it is to firstly look at yourself, asking the Holy Spirit to reveal who you are before you start looking for those who are deceivers. Last time we looked at how they are waterless clouds full of hope and promise to drought-stricken areas, and yet it turns out that they are only full of disappointment. And now this final expression is so amazing, so deadly, that it now leaves us without any doubt. These are not half Christians. They're not even carnal Christians. They are absolutely dead. Jude says, twice dead. Now look at this way that he describes them. Fruitless trees in late autumn. Fruit trees are meant to have fruit on them. And of course there are a number of wonderful illustrations where the Lord Jesus spoke about the fruit on a tree. Remember the fig tree that turned out to be so disappointing, where the Lord Jesus cursed it and it was never ever to bear fruit again. And of course, through the rest of the New Testament, it is a constant theme. Are we fruit bearers? Do we bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Galatians chapter 5. Now, these people who are deceivers in the church, in these revival churches that Jude refers to here, are fruitless trees in late autumn. In other words, even when there should be fruit, and it's approaching the time, late autumn, when there is going to be less fruit going into winter, and in other words, where there's no fruit now, and there definitely won't be fruit any later after late autumn. And Jude then emphasizes, twice dead, in fact, uprooted. The amazing thing is that they appear to be normal Christians here. And yet in God's sight, he analyzes them and says they are fruitless trees. Unkulunkulu uthi abanazo izithelo. And that they are twice dead, uprooted. What does it help if God has uprooted a person? Are you planted? Are you bearing fruit?